Hey, this is Kaala Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Minute Message Podcast. Go to 3MinuteMessage.com now for exclusive freebies, life hacks, and inspiration to transform your life and help you grow God's kingdom. Join the community over at 3MinuteMessage.com. That's the number 3MinuteMessage.com spelled out. Now, here's today's 3-Minute Message. I'm a big fan of marriage. I love it. Love being married. Love what it's about. Love what it means. And I love weddings. As a pastor, I've done a lot of them over the past 20 plus years, and I've seen and heard all kinds of vows and promises. You know, there's the traditional vows, the ones that say, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife, to have to hold till death do you part, etc. And once I even got to do a Shakespearean type traditional vow as well, where it says something like, doth thou taketh this maneth to beeth your husbandeth, or something. I've also heard and really like what some people are calling personal vows, where you personalize them with words and ideas that are unique to you. If you're getting married and working on your vows, or if you're already married and looking for some inspiration, there's one verse that should be on those vows or on your wall, on your coffee cup, and most especially should be on your heart. It's 1 Corinthians 13. And before you say, yeah, everyone does that one, heard, been there, done that, it's not the verse that says, love is patient, love is kind, doesn't envy, doesn't boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. It's not that one. But I don't have a problem with that one. I love that one. I've done it a lot of times. It's actually the verse above it that's been getting my attention recently. It's 1 Corinthians 13, 1. Through 3, and it says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Paul says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but I have not love, I gain nothing. This should be the goal of every marriage, above everything else. Let me explain. I used to think that these verses meant that if I don't love you, I was missing something, that I was just a clanging hi-hat or a China crash cymbal. I do still believe that, but it's in the last couple of years that I've also understood it to mean that if I don't have love, especially the love of my wife, if we're not growing more and more in love with each other, I am nothing. If you have faith that can move mountains or give all your money to the poor, or you're a super rich CEO with a fancy corner office and a powerful career, but your spouse doesn't love you, so what? It doesn't matter. You are nothing. At the end, there will be only 3 things that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the Bible in 1 Corinthians 13 ends by telling us that the greatest of these is love.